On today's episode of Between the Music, we're talking UFOs. Are we alone? Is there something out there? Are we being visited by extraterrestrials? Today I want to share with you an interaction I had recently with a young man who was passing through Grand Junction when he encountered what he says was a UFO, a flying saucer. Now, it started when he sent me an email telling me about the incident, and he included a couple of photos of the supposed UFO that were taken at the scene. So he had my interest. A short time later, I received a phone call.
Hi, yes, my name's Mark. I sent like an email about an event that happened to me.
Are you the flying saucer guy?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Dude, I'm so serious. And it's like, I don't have enough intelligence personally to make this up. So I just wanted to share with you what happened.
So, of course, I tend to be a little skeptical of such things. But I had the photos and the guy was pretty intent on telling his story. And so I was all ears.
I was driving through Colorado and we were in Grand Junction and like so many things were happening. Like I said, I was exhausted at the time. And so like, I don't think I registered and comprehend like what happened fully. And my girlfriend was like freaking out. I thought like I was going to have to do something. Like I thought like I was going to have to call her like parents or like get in touch with the community to like help her or something. But it turns out she had a point, and so she's like taking all these photos.
And do you remember exactly where you were in Grand Junction at that time when you took those photos?
I was on the highway and I don't remember the exact exit. I'm not really familiar with the area, so.
And where are you from?
I'm from District of Columbia. I was passing through. I saw really strange lights. I was with my girlfriend. I remember pulling over. I'll give you my exact thought process. I pull over and I stopped the car. And then I was like, okay, let's keep going. I literally stopped the car and I just say like, okay, let's keep going. As if like time stopped. Like these things like within milliseconds, like boom, boom, fly through the air. Like my girl's taking photos the entire time from the time I'm slowing down to the time I stop and then to the time I keep going. So it's like I stopped the car because I was so tired. And then like out of nowhere, I just had like all the energy in the world to keep driving. So I just kept driving. And we went to Las Vegas. That's actually where I am right now. I'm in Las Vegas.
So what do you think so far? Are you convinced? Are you skeptical? What are your thoughts? Now, if you've got the free Cool Station app, send me a voice or text message. I'd love to include you in today's discussion. And if you're interested in seeing the photos of this UFO reported near Grand Junction, you can see those photos on the Cool mobile app and at cool1079.com. And coming up a little bit later, I'm going to play for you some eerie sounds that were recently captured by NASA from outer space. But now, more from a guy named Mark, who was traveling down I-70 just north of Grand Junction recently when he saw what looked like a flying saucer, and he called me up to tell me about it. Were you frightened at all by what you saw?
Dude, I was rapping on my phone because, like, I'm this, like, small-time rap chat artist, and so, like, I'm rapping on my phone, and my girl is, like, grabbing me, like, pulling on me, and, like, pointing at the window, and I look, and there's just, like, this saucer flying next to us in midair. She took a photo, and if you look, you'll see, it's, like, you'll see four lights, and it was actually this saucer, and, like, it had, like, a windshield, and I saw, like, two beings inside. It almost looked like they were bumping to my music. Like, I'm not exactly sure, but I made it stop at the exit. I wasn't frightened, but I was like, I was well aware that it is a different type of being that, like, okay, so from what I understand, there were, like, different dimensional beings. Like, there were, like, it's like everything was alive. It's, like, not just these aliens, but it's, like, the things with their technology was alive. Like, it was as if their lights were beings from dimension. This technology is energy from light sources, like as if there's a much more further understanding that we need to stop thinking that like we see like UFOs. We need to just start like saying like, okay, yes, there's like different beings in this world, and like we need to start researching and understanding this instead of making it seem like, oh, this is out of nowhere. I think that there's cycles and there's timing of when they, like, come out and come in. And I think it was something about, like, the midnight hour for them. And dude, everything I'm saying could all just be baloney, because I only know what I saw, what I have. Like, I sent it to you guys. I would like to remain anonymous.
So what do you think of Mark's story by now? Is it real? What did he see? Now, I've got the photos that he sent me in a post on the Cool mobile app and at cool1079.com. Take a look and let me know what you think. Does it look like a flying saucer to you or something else? Now, I think if you want it to look like a flying saucer, it's going to look like a flying saucer. I could see it. Take a look and then let me know what your thoughts are, and you can join the conversation. Send me a message on the Cool app, a voice or a text message, or just call me up on the Cool line, 242-5665. That's 242-COOL with a K. So I'm not really sure what to think about my flying saucer friend who says he saw a UFO as he was traveling past Grand Junction on I-70 recently. Now, he says it was a flying saucer. He sent me an email with the photos, and with my imagination, I could see how it looks like it could be a flying saucer. But then he called me on the phone to tell me about his encounter.
Hi, yes, my name's Mark. I sent like an email about an event that happened to me.
Are you the flying saucer guy?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Dude, I'm so serious. And it's like, I don't have enough intelligence personally to make this up. So I just wanted to share with you what happened.
And UFO encounters and reports are nothing new to the Grand Valley. There have been many over the years. For example, January 15th, 2003, a pair of hikers reported seeing a light above the Book Cliffs just after 1 o'clock in the morning. January 9th, 2000, a blue-green fireball reported falling straight down due east in front of the Grand Mesa. September 17th, 2004, an oval-shaped craft was allegedly spotted over Grand Junction for about 3 minutes. So there have been many reports, and I've got those in my post this morning, where you can see the photos of this recent UFO sighting near Grand Junction. It's on the Cool app and at cool1079.com. Now, here's some more of my conversation with my flying saucer friend, Mark. Have you ever seen a UFO before?
Okay, when I was a child, I've had a two or three different experiences. From the time I was a child, at the age of seven, we had an event. We were driving on a one-way road down the mountainside, and we saw, like, a car collision. And then if I went into more detail, it'd probably make sense. But, like, so we're on this one-way road driving down the mountain. We see this, like, all these different, like, cars, police cars. Looks like a big bad accident. Like, we're worried we're gonna have to sit in traffic. At least I was thinking that. And then we go down the hill, so we can't see. And then we go up the hill, and everything's gone. Like, just all normal roads. And then there was another experience when I was a high schooler, and like I was with three of my friends, and we were driving through this neighborhood that's like next to the high school, and we pull over, and one of the girls have to like pee. And I don't know why we pulled over, but, like, yeah, we were, like, in this big field, and the girls came running at us, and they said, like, they saw these creatures coming towards them. So we all start running to the car, and we jump in, and that was – those two experiences are, like, my ghost or kind of scary stories that I have. But
okay.
Other than that, no, like, no way. Like, everything's normal, everything's cool, like – I don't believe that they want to interfere with us, and I believe that they're not here to mess with us, but, like, depending upon the reading that they get, I think that they're able to interact a little bit more free-willingly, because, like, other people who are, you know, maybe searching for them, who are, like, wanting to find them, they may feel like, oh, they're, like, hunting us, like, maybe it's a trap, or, you know, so I think they kind of have an understanding how to work with us as well, but... Again, man, this is all just, like, guesses that I'm making off of the assumptions of my actual feelings and events that I've lived through. Like, I only have this short time, and I'm seeing this crazy stuff. It's like, I had to tell you, I had to call you, I had to send you the photos, because I was, like, really, like, upset, like, curious and upset about, like, this. Why did this happen to me, and, like, so I had to just, like, let it off, let it go.
And why did you send those photos to me?
Oh, because Zane reminds me of Zesser, And Zesser was this guy on Rap Chat who, like, straight up I always thought was an alien. And so, like, it just, like, the Z and Z clicked. So I kind of wanted to make your colleagues jealous that I only sent them to you and not the other people.
Well, I appreciate you sending those and talking to me about this. Can I just get your first name?
Yeah, bro. My name is Swizzy.
Swizzy. Okay.
All right. And my government name is Mark. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. So there you go. Believe it or not, Mark, or Swizzy, as he calls himself, says he saw a flying saucer on I-70 north of Grand Junction. I'm not saying that he did. I'm not saying that he didn't. But there's more on the story along with his UFO photos on the Cool mobile app and at cool1079.com. So while we're talking about UFOs and the extraterrestrial, I thought it would be cool to share this. Recently, NASA captured a recording of sound from a black hole in a galaxy cluster 240 million light years away. Now, NASA says the misconception is that there is no sound in space and that it originates because most space is a vacuum, providing no way for sound waves to travel. But they say a galaxy cluster has so much gas that they've picked up actual sound. Now, even if space seems totally quiet, objects are still making noise. There's just nothing for sound waves to vibrate. So listen to this 30-second audio clip recorded from outer space by NASA, 240 million light years away. Is pretty freaking amazing. So is there intelligent life out there beyond Earth's atmosphere, beyond the Milky Way, in some galaxy millions of miles away? Are we being visited by aliens? Did Mark really see a flying saucer on I-70 just outside of Grand Junction? And were these visitors actually bumping to his music? If you've got thoughts to share, whether you're a believer or a skeptic, would love to hear from you. And you can join the conversation and the discussion on the Cool Facebook page or simply send me a voice or text message on the Cool 107.9 mobile app. Brenda sent me a message on the Cool app and she says, regarding the UFO sighting, not a believer. I'm sure in the eyes of the beholder, they are believers. Anything is possible in Colorado. Laugh out loud. Brenda, thanks for the message. Maybe we're alone. Maybe we're not. Thanks for listening.